The six flags that have flown over Texas unfurl above the Republic of the Rio Grande Museum at San Agustin Plaza in Laredo. They represent Spain, France, Mexico, the Republic of Texas, the Confederate States, and the United States. A seventh flag represents the Republic of the Rio Grande. When parts of northern Mexico and of Texas from the Nueces River to the Rio Grande were its own country, if only for 283 days. The Republic of the Rio Grande was formed in early 1840 by critics of the Mexican government, which had centralized power in Mexico City. It lasted 10 months. The museum was the short-lived nation's capital. Inside the 3-foot-thick walls, photographs, documents, and artifacts illustrate events that led to the establishment of an independent nation and the political and military upheaval that caused its quick demise. It's a one-story, whitewashed adobe with a painted red and blue diamond pattern on the facade. Earlier, it was the villa of prominent rancher Bartolome Garcia, who became Laredo's mayor in 1843. The kitchen dates to the 1790s. Additions made in 1830 and 1860 formed a courtyard which offered relief from the heat. Later, the home was used as a cafeteria for the high school next door, where La Posada Hotel now stands. When the hotel planned to expand, local preservationists saved the historic little building from demolition. In 1994, the Webb County Heritage Foundation restored it as a house museum that also documents the Republic of the Rio Grande. The courtyard is gone, but 4 small rooms remain, each leading to the next. They're carefully arranged with cooking utensils, ranching tools, religious artwork, antique textiles, and furniture that replicate life in 1830s Laredo. The adobe walls are a regional variation of traditional mud brick construction. Local sandstone forms the main blocks. Mud is the mortar that holds them together. Massive cypress wood beams support thick walls at the doorways. The museum is among Laredo's most visited attractions, a teaching tool about a turbulent chapter in the borderland's history.